Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And there's a great question on the table that has been placed on the table by an interesting writer who takes a look at big data. The numbers about what is the most important decision that parents make if you want to produce good results for your kids. If you want your kids to grow up, avoid drug addiction, avoid violence, avoid going to jail, to have a secure family and a healthy family life themselves, to go on to maybe even some success at work, what's the most important thing for a parent to do? Does it have to do with food or how much time you read to them? There's a piece in Atlantic that has an answer that's startling. But when you think about it, it makes a great deal of sense. We will get to that. There's also some good news and even some better news about the war. And I'm leaving out even, you've probably heard Stefania, the song that won Eurovision. I mean, I've got to confess I've never cared that much about Eurovision. But this year, the fact that a Ukrainian hip-hop group, that's right, you heard it, actually won Eurovision with a song that is touching and appealing and sure to be a huge international hit, it already is. Well, that's good news. And there is better news regarding Ukraine as well. And then when you talk about the one parenting decision that matters, there's also a huge factor in measuring happiness. And no, this is not Arthur Brooks. He's been on our show a lot talking about measurements on happiness studies. But there's also a secret from the same author who had done a piece in The Atlantic about the one important decision for raising your kids. And he also took a look at the one most important decision that is going to impact your personal happiness. And it has nothing to do with millions of dollars. No, it has something to do with something else. We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. There was a conference over the weekend, and it was a conference sponsored, hosted by the Hoover Institution at Stanford, the Manhattan Institute, and the American Enterprise Institute. I would say the three leading conservative institutions, think tanks in the country. And they all had the privilege of hearing from Justice Clarence Thomas, who spoke the justice about the meaning of this leak and the current firestorm about the Supreme Court. Now, what's interesting about the NBC poll we've been talking about, it showed that, yes, the disapproval of the court has gone up, but the Supreme Court still enjoys a far more balanced view from the public between approval and disapproval than either the Congress or the President, where the legislative and executive branches of government are not popular right now in America. But the court has a problem, and that means that we have a problem. And this is how Justice Thomas began, by talking about the importance of institutions for the health of our democracy. Listen, clip 13.
I think we are in danger of destroying the institutions that are required for a free society. You can't have a civil society, a free society, without a stable legal system. You can't have one without stability in things like property or interpretation and impartial judiciary. And I've been in this business long enough to know just how fragile it is.
And what he talks about in terms of that fragility is the damage that that leak from the Supreme Court of the United States, how the damage from that leak is so incredibly destructive. And he also spoke, and it was moving, he spoke about working with Justice Breyer and working with Justice Ginsburg and working with people with whom he disagreed intensely. And yet, in that previous court, and he's been there, of course, since 1992, Justice Thomas, that in previous eras, there managed to be a certain level of comedy and mutual respect and comradeship, actually, among the brothers and sisters in Black, who occupied the nation's highest court. That now threatened by the leak and the leaker. Listen.
And the institution that I'm a part of, if someone said that one line of one opinion would be leaked by anyone, and you would say, that, oh, that's impossible. No one would ever do that. There's such a belief in the rule of law, a belief in the court, a belief in what we were doing, that was verboten. It was beyond anyone's understanding, or at least anyone's imagination, that someone would do that. And look where we are, where now that trust or that belief is gone forever. And when you lose that trust, especially in the institution that I'm in, it changes the institution fundamentally. You begin to look over your shoulder. It's like kind of an infidelity that you can explain it, but you can't undo it. And and I think you're seeing it go through any number of our institutions.
Yeah, and it's negative. And it's one of those things when you see the meanness and the chance on both sides of trying to actually throw people in jail because you disagree with them. The one individual who should be in jail is whoever the leaker is when they find that out, because, again, unprecedented in terms of the Supreme Court. There's also better news regarding the progress or the lack of progress of Russia's evil aggression against Ukraine. This is the comment on the latest situation up to date on the military from the Deputy Prime Minister of Ukraine, clip 4.
We see that the Russian troops have been moving away from the major parts of the western Ukraine in Kharkiv and Zaporizhia regions, which are just near the Donetsk and Lugansk regions. But we are not like over optimistic in that regard. We see that Putin has readjusted his strategy, and he goes on the only possible winning scenario for him is the long-lasting war, which is not the case for us and for the democratic world. So we're gaining back a significant amount of our territories around Ukraine, but the unconditional victory still remains as the way forward.
And unconditional victory looking better and more possible. Why? Well, because of news that was announced by the Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg of NATO. We will get to that in a moment, and then to the question of what is the one parenting decision that matters most. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Daily dose of debate.
Wow. You're wrong!
Wow, you won that argument.
The Michael Medved Show.
And added to the ongoing argument, a message from Pam in Richland, Washington. She writes, really, Michael? ? Clarence Thomas talking about the leaker damaging our country? But no mention of what his wife did, tried to overthrow the election, thus ending democracy. Look, I do think that some of Ginny Thomas's participation in the entire big lie, which I do think, as you know, Pam, is a big lie. And I think you can be concerned about that. But there's no indication at all that a law was broken. Norms were shattered, because generally I can't think of a time when a wife of a justice of the Supreme Court has been so directly involved in politics. And I think it does damage the court. And that Ginny Thomas, who I know to be a sincere and patriotic woman, made a mistake to become so deeply involved in some of the political issues that will eventually probably get to the Supreme Court. Now, again, I don't believe that Justice Thomas had an obligation to recuse himself. I do think it would have been better if Ginny Thomas had been more judicious, you'll pardon the expression, in terms of refraining from some of the controversy, particularly regarding the election. This came in from Bob in Marysville, Washington. Bob says, "Good day, Michael. Despite my best efforts, I couldn't get through to share my conspiracy theory. My theory is that the Democrat Party and liberal press are selling the story that President Biden isn't suffering from a cognitive decline. The longer they push this illusion, the more blunders he'll make, and the bolder the world's tyrants will become. Keeping him in office will only increase the speed of his decline due to the pressures of the office. What would happen if someone threw a shoe at Biden, like the incident that happened to President George W. Bush? President Biden would be taking an unscheduled nap or maybe a trip to the promised land. Bush actually looked sharp when it happened to him. Keep up the great work." For those who don't remember that incident, it was, I believe it was somewhere in the Middle East. It was someone who was throwing a general hostility toward Bush and his policies in the Middle East, and he was doing a press conference somewhere, and that was a sign of disrespect. And what President Bush did is he, with great nimbleness and alacrity, dodged the shoe that was headed in his direction. And I think most people who weren't like President Bush, people who jogged a great deal, were in terrific shape. And I know President Bush. He takes care of himself. And he's in very good shape. And, of course, he wasn't, I guess at that time during his presidency, he was 20 years younger than Biden was during his presidency. Biden is by far the oldest just elected incumbent we've ever had. And Trump, of course, the oldest before that. So we're dealing with a situation, and this is the one thing I would say, as I know that there's a great deal of discussion about Biden's cognitive decline. And the idea that this becomes an issue under the 25th Amendment, that would require the participation of the vice president and members of the cabinet. And you have to get 10 different members of the cabinet to all say, yeah, this guy can't handle it right now. Or that he makes his own declaration that he can't handle it. And I don't think it's going to happen. And frankly, if you look at Joe Biden over the years, and I know people have done this, he's always said goofy things. And do I believe that he can no longer handle basic questions that are given to him? It's really, really not that bad. And there are all kinds of reasons to be critical of the Biden administration. and some of its failures and mistakes. But then again, to put it into context, okay, really? Kamala Harris? And that would be the removal of a president because of his cognitive decline, if that's the excuse, and his replacement by Kamala Harris. Well, let's listen to Kamala Harris. And you talk about, now, she's considerably younger than Biden. I think she's more than 20 years younger than Biden. But listen to Kamala Harris talking about how we will work together, and we will work together, and we will work together. This is clip 12.
I often note and have talked with many of you about our shared belief that our world is increasingly more interconnected and interdependent. That is especially true when it comes to the climate crisis, which is why we will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together as we continue to work operating from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together on to galvanize global action. With that, I thank you all. This is a matter of urgent priority for all of us, and I know we will work on this together.
You know what it reminds me of, Jeremy? You know what it reminds me of is that she was obviously, her teleprompter wasn't working, and she was obviously working with a teleprompter, and she couldn't handle it. You know who could handle it? And I tell this to people, and they're like, no, it's real. Jeremy and I were together at the convention in St. Paul, Minnesota, that nominated John McCain and Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin was giving the most important speech of her life, her acceptance speech to be a nominee for vice president. People didn't really know much about this lady. She gave a great speech. She was terrific. You come out of that speech, the whole convention was on a high. What they didn't see is her teleprompter was stuck. It was broken. And she delivered the rest of her speech flawlessly. No, really, she did. And you got to give her credit, and not much credit to Vice President Harris. Really, President of the United States? Okay, so how do you raise your kids? What's the most important decision to make them more successful? We'll be right back with that and more.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is leading a group of Republican senators on a trip to Finland. Meeting with its president as the country's plan to join NATO gains momentum. The Kentucky Republican welcoming the idea of Russia listed among countries backing terrorism.
The president has it within his authority to designate Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. Anyone who's been able to observe the events of the last couple of months would have to conclude the Russians certainly deserve to be included on that list.
Russia has repeatedly warned Finland and Sweden against joining NATO and threatened to realign its military closer to the Nordic region should those countries become part of the Western Alliance. AAA reporting the national average price for regular gas is up to $4.48 a gallon, up 2 cents from Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Join in your daily dose of debate.
Join the debate by saying more crazy things.
The Michael Medved Show.
Woo! Okay.
Okay, this will sound crazy to some people, but it's utterly fascinating. I've been talking about it all weekend, frankly. And I want to share it with you because I think for those of us who are parents, those of us who are grandparents, those of us who are uncles and aunts and anyone around children, how do you make the best informed, the most constructive decisions about raising your children and how you're going to raise them? What really matters and what doesn't? And it's a piece in Atlantic, brand new, by Seth Stevens Davidovitz. And he says a recent study calculated that the first year of baby's life, parents face 1,750 difficult decisions. These include what to name the baby, whether to breastfeed the baby, how to sleep train the baby, what pediatrician to take the baby to, and whether to post pictures of baby on social media. And that's only in year one. And he says, look, I'm no parenting expert. I'm merely an uncle. My decision making largely consists of asking my mom what gift I should get my nephew and her telling me, get him a truck. And me getting him a truck and then my nephew thanking me for the next 4 years for once having gotten him a truck. But I am an economist and a data scientist, he says, and I'm pretty well known for it. And I've scoured the scientific literature to try to understand whether data can help people parent better. If you're a parent who's terrified of the consequences of choosing wrong, I'm here to tell you to worry less. Almost none of the decisions you make matter nearly as much as you think they do. Let's start with a basic question, he says. How much do parents matter? No, really. How much can great parents improve a kid's life compared with average parents? A major challenge with learning about parental influence is that correlation doesn't imply causation. For example, he writes, Kids whose parents read a lot to them tend to achieve more academically. Okay. But parents don't just give their kids books. They also give them DNA. Awesome kids drawn to books because of their parents' reading habits? Or are both parent and child drawn to books because of their genetics? Is it nature or nurture? And then he goes through a lot of the research on this, which shows very, very clearly that most of the differences among kids and how they turn out are nature. And he says the only way to scientifically determine just how much parents affect their kids would be to randomly assign different kids to different parents and study how they turned out. In fact, this has been done. And since the 1950s, so for more than, it's actually almost 70 years, there's been Holt International, which is a nonprofit, which follows what happens to kids who are adopted. And what they found was that a family with a kid was raised in had surprisingly little impact on how that kid ended up. Unrelated children adopted into the same home ended up only a little more similar than unrelated kids who were raised separately. The effects of nature on a child's future income were some 2.5 times larger than the effects of nurture. Okay, so this brings us then to, if the overall effect of parenting are this limited, the effects of individual parenting decisions are likely to be small. And indeed, if you stop reading the headlines from the parenting industrial complex and instead look at high-quality studies, you'll find that's the case, even for the most debated techniques. Some examples, one of the largest randomized controlled trials on breastfeeding found that it had no significant long-term impact on a variety of outcomes. A careful study of television use among preschoolers, and I've written about this and discouraged it and gone along with what seemed to be the majority opinion. However, a careful study of television use among preschoolers found that TV had no long-term effects on child test scores. A randomized trial suggests that teaching kids cognitively demanding games, like chess, doesn't make them any smarter in the long term. However, there is evidence that one decision may be very important. And it's a decision that parenting experts and advice books rarely even consider. What's that decision? The decision is, where do you live? Where's home? Several years ago, he writes, the economist Raj Chetty, a former professor of mine, and others began looking at this question. They had convinced the IRS to give their team of researchers de-identified and anonymous data on virtually an entire generation of American taxpayers. By linking the tax records of children and their parents, Chetty and his team could see where people lived as children and how much they ended up earning as adults. If a kid spent the first 5 years of her life in Philadelphia, I spent the first 5 years of my life in Philadelphia, and then the rest of her childhood in Chicago, Chetty and his team knew that. They knew it for millions of Americans. And Chetty and his team focused on siblings who'd moved as kids. Take a hypothetical family of two children. Suppose that one was 13 and the other was 8 when they moved away from Chicago. Their family, he says, moved from Los Angeles to Denver. Suppose that Denver's a better place to raise a kid than Los Angeles. If this is the case, we would expect grown-up Emily to do better than Sarah because she had 5 more years in Denver's Good for Children air. The results showed that some large metro areas give kids an edge. They get a better education. They earn more money. The best cities can increase a child's future income by at least 12%. They found that the 5 best metropolitan areas are, in the order from number 5 to number 1, Madison, Wisconsin, number 5, Reading, Pennsylvania, number 4, then Salt Lake City, then Minneapolis, and then number 1, Seattle. However, parents don't just pick a metropolitan area to live in. They have to pick neighborhoods within these areas. So Chetty and company drilled down, determining that some were much more advantageous than others. They created a website, the Opportunity Atlas, that allows anyone to find out how beneficial any neighborhood is expected to be for kids of different income levels, genders, and races. And this is what is fascinating. Why is this decision so powerful? Chetty's team has a possible answer for that. Three of the biggest predictors that a neighborhood will increase a child's success are the percentage of households in which there are two parents, number one, then the percentage of residents who are college graduates, and number three, the percentage of residents who return their census forms. Basically, they go along with following rules. These are neighborhoods, in other words, with many role models, adults who are smart, accomplished, engaged in their community, and committed to stable family lives. There is more evidence for just how powerful role models can be. Another study found that black boys who grow up on blocks with many black fathers around, even if that doesn't include their own father, they end up with better life outcomes. He concludes, data can be liberating. It can't make decisions for us, but it can tell us which decisions really make a difference. And when it comes to parenting, the data tell us moms and dads should put more thought into the neighbors they surround their children with and lighten up about everything else. There's more. Secrets about what make us happy. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
Listen.
Green earth.
Listen. Listen.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Listen.
And on the Michael Medved Show, all kinds of disputes, of course, about gender and how to define it. And one of the things that the woke left is desperately interested in and very serious about is trying to make sure that we expand our notion of gender. And Andrew Sullivan actually circulated on his Twitter account something he had found on TikTok, where one of the more awakened and enlightened viewpoints of our time involved the new definition of gender according to CAKE. What does that mean? Well, here's what it sounds like to identify your CAKE gender on TikTok. Listen.
Okay, I would describe xenogenders as a gender that could not typically be described with terms such as masculinity, femininity, neutrality, androgyny, things like that. It's more of not how you relate to a particular gendered experience, but more of how you relate to things. For example, CAKE gender. I know a few people who personally use this. It's typically described as them feeling light and fluffy or sweet and warm, and it's not something that you could typically describe with the terms masculine, feminine, androgynous, etc. Another example of CAKE gender would be if someone feels like they have different layers or flavors to their particular gender.
Yeah, another way you could describe CAKE gender is fruitcake, seems to me. Andrew Sullivan commented on Twitter about this whole video. A whole generation has minds so open, their brains have fallen out. Speaking of that, there is a piece that appeared in Atlantic, and again, Atlantic has become a pretty prestigious place to communicate some interesting ideas, like that importance of where you choose to live and to raise your kids having such a profound impact on their chances of success, etc. In any event, the piece in Atlantic, it has the headline, "I Invented Gilead, the Supreme Court is Making It Real." Now, Gilead, of course, is the fictional, dysfunctional, completely fictional, dysfunctional segment of what used to be the United States that is supposed to be a religiously fanatic nightmare. And she goes on and she says about her novel, The Handmaid's Tale, which has been made into that endless TV series, and all the images you see of women dressed up in red cloaks with sort of nuns' hats on top of them, that's all from The Handmaid's Tale. And she says, although I eventually completed my novel and called it The Handmaid's Tale, I stopped writing it several times because I considered it too far-fetched, silly me. Theocratic dictatorships do not lie only in the distant past. There are a number of them on the planet today. What is to prevent the United States from becoming one of them? She says, for instance, it is now the middle of 2022 and we have just been shown a leaked opinion of the Supreme Court of the United States that would overthrow settled law of 50 years on the grounds that abortion is not mentioned in the Constitution and is not deeply rooted in our history and tradition. True enough, the Constitution has nothing to say about women's reproductive health, but the original document does not mention women at all. Women are deliberately excluded from the franchise, and she goes on about how lacking America was when the Constitution was established, and in her view, grounds for basically ignoring the Constitution. There's a very fine response to Margaret Atwood that appeared this morning in National Review by Charles C.W. Cook. And he says, the only explanation I can come up with for how something this profoundly illiterate was published in the pages of The Atlantic is that the editors wanted the byline Margaret Atwood, she's a Canadian author, so much that they were prepared to let the author embarrass herself to any degree in order to obtain it. Riffing off the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade, Atwood writes, theocratic dictatorships do not lie only in the distant past. There are a number of them on the planet today. What is to prevent the United States from becoming one of them? And then he answers, what is to prevent the United States from becoming a theocratic dictatorship? Well, nothing, I guess, other than that there's no appetite for the United States to become a theocratic dictatorship. That the case against Roe is legal, not theological, that the case about abortion isn't theological either, and that the explicit text of the U.S. Constitution, not contrived, cynical, extra-constitutional nonsense cases such as Roe and Casey, but the explicit text of the U.S. Constitution renders such a system illegal in every way imaginable. From separation of powers to free speech to due process to the establishment of religion to the guarantee of a republican form of government to the scheduling of elections to term limits, the Constitution flatly bars such an outcome. And nobody on the Supreme Court has questioned a single one of the provisions to guarantee it. And again, he goes on, and the entire notion that what the Alito decision is based on is trying to bring America back to the days of the Constitution, or the way they had it on Saturday Night Live, to bring America back to medieval England, is so contrary to the reality of what he wrote. Honestly, it is worth anybody. It's about 100 pages. But nowhere in there will you find a desire to walk back into the past. The one thing he wants to walk back is a decision that invented a right that wasn't even hinted at in the Constitution. And Akhil Reed Amar, the great professor at Yale Law School, who's been a guest on the show recently, makes that point even as a pro-life scholar that Roe was based on nothing. And that is a very frail read and, in fact, a threat to democracy. Now, there's a film about the aristocracy. Well, not really. It's about a picture of a famous aristocrat who was also a one-time prime minister of Britain, the Duke of Wellington. It's called The Duke, and it's about stealing his portrait. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Jim Broadbent and Helen Mirren play an aging couple whose quiet life in Northern England is rocked by his attempted theft of a priceless portrait of the Duke of Wellington and the bizarre and hilarious true story, The Duke, now playing in select theaters.
I'm shocked at the stolen masterpiece in my wardrobe.
I can explain. I'm tackling social injustice.
Well, the prime injustice he's concerned with in 1961 is the British TV tax that benefited the BBC. And by stealing the Goya portrait from the National Gallery, the protagonist got plenty of publicity for his cause. The acting is world-class and Oscar-worthy, portraying endearingly eccentric characters who sustain an enduring but slightly demented relationship. The result is a delightful, moving, and richly satisfying romp that plays like a classic Frank Capra movie with thick regional British accents. It's rated a surprising R for salty language, but deserves a very broad audience. 4 stars for The Duke. The Duke is, it's impossible not to relate to this film because the characters are so beautifully drawn by Helen Mirren and Jim Broadbent. And what a gem it is. I wish my wife had seen it with me, and she will enjoy it enormously, and so will you. Meanwhile, I hope you enjoy tomorrow when we welcome the former Defense Secretary of the United States, the head of the Pentagon, Mike Esper, whose book has become a bestseller with some sensational insights into what Trump had in mind, partially to control the flow of drugs at the border, can you say missiles, and what Trump had in mind about using the military system of justice, such as court martials, to silence some of his critics. It's amazing to talk to someone who was there on January 6th and at the last days of the Trump administration. We'll be speaking to Mike Esper. We'll also be speaking to black scholar Ian Rowe, who debunks the myths of success and myths of failure in America, and talks about blaming the system rather than blaming the victim. That and much more coming up next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills, nothing seems to do the job? Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.